The sun went below the western horizon, and still the forest remained quiet. Francis understood that the goblins would gain an advantage in the dark, for the night was their favored time, so he was relieved to see Sheila, Corona's bright moon, nearly full, rising in the dark sky. Still, they waited, and Francis hoped that the other brothers remained awake. And then he nearly jumped out of his boots, for a goblin slipped quietly past him, moving from tree to tree. Francis resisted the urge to chase the creature, understanding that this was a lead scout and that any noise from him would likely ruin their ambush. He took careful note of the goblin's movements, though, for he expected that he would see that one again all too soon. Soon after, Francis saw the dark forms, trotting easily, crossing the maple grove. The master rubbed his hands along the graphite, finding his heart. He harbored no doubt about the course of his actions. He merely feared that he would not be strong enough to see his brothers through this fight, that they would all die out here on the road, with so many important messages of the future of the church and of the threat of plague yet to deliver. In any case, it was too late to change his mind or his plans, Francis deliberately told himself, and so he crouched and focused on the leading goblins, waiting until they reached the appointed spot. Out jumped Francis, falling to one knee and holding forth the graphite.
Thanamon Dial!
The bolt charred free of the first five goblins, dropping the next bunch right into the ground and stealing the vision of all for the moment. A moment long enough for the Abelican brothers to fire their crossbows and throw their stones and spears down upon the confused monsters. Then to leap down to the ground and begin the wild melee, elbows, feet, and fists flying savagely. For a moment, Francis thought the day would be won without damage to his brethren. And indeed, before the first 2 minutes of fighting had passed, a score and more of the goblins were down, with another score running haphazardly into the cover of the forest. Francis leapt about, graphite in hand, his blood coursing fiercely, his heart pumping furiously, and in that heightened state of energy, confident that he could loose another equally powerful blast of lightning. Maybe he caught the movement out of the corner of his eye, or perhaps it was just a result of his heightened sense of awareness, but he sensed a movement behind him and spun about, just as the goblin who had earlier passed this spot thrust its spear at his chest. He felt the spear tip slash, slip in, and bang against his rib. Francis staggered, aware that the spear was at his side, and that the goblin was no longer holding it, but the vicious little creature was coming fast in pursuit, yellow teeth bared. Francis snap-kicked it under the chin, grabbing its jaws together and nipping off the tip of that pointy little tongue. The dazed creature staggered backward 2 steps, and Francis, well-trained in the arts martial at St. Mirabel, came on to take the advantage. Francis saw then that his brethren had performed well, that many goblins were down, and that any of those still near the monks, who had formed into a tight defensive circle, had no chance of gaining any advantage. But those goblins who had run off had not gone far, Francis saw to his horror. At the left flank, a substantial group of goblins was approaching, spears up and ready to fly.
Thunderman Dial!
Came the Abelican monks, leaping into the goblin ranks, punishing them in close combat with strength and skills no goblin could match. Francis moved to join the fighting, but found his legs weak beneath him, and when he reached down to feel his chest, his hand came back covered in blood.
Brother Francis!
Suddenly, a horde of monks gathered about Brother Francis, defending him. Francis reached up and gave Julius the graphite.
Crossbows!
The remaining goblins regrouped and came back at the defending monks, but their barrage of spears was met by another blast of lightning and by a volley of more deadly crossbow quarrels.
Dunham and Kyle!
Those surviving goblins ran, scattered into the forest night.